d'Association et d'Histoire de Sutton, in collaboration with Heritage Sutton, is launching a call for projects for its 2024 exhibition, Archives for the Future. With the deadline for submissions quickly approaching, Charles Constantin, president of the museum, gives us all the details about this new project. Good day, listeners. I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. Charles, I'm going to start off by asking you, can you please provide some background and context for our listeners on the Archives for the Future exhibition? When did the Musée des Communications et d'Histoire de Sutton decide on this project and why?
Basically, every year we're doing a review of our future exhibitions. And it came to our attention through discussions with the citizens and our member of the board that it would be a good idea to develop an exhibition in association with Heritage Sutton. And idea came up of doing a photography exhibition. In past years, we have touched many, many subjects like singers, painters, people from cinema, and we have never touched the photography.
Okay.
So it came to our attention that maybe it would be a good idea to develop a call-up project and to address that to local photographs and local, not only to Sutton, but in the Brome, Mississauga region, there are many photographs. We sat down last summer with two renowned photographs from Sutton and to develop this concept. So, and then we discussed also at the same time with Heritage Sutton, and they said it's a great idea. And all the pictures will be transferred to Heritage Sutton at the end of the exhibition. And this will be part of their archives and for the future. So I mean, in 30, 50 years from now, if people are asking about, oh, how was the life in 2023, 2024 in the Sutton area, we will have all the answers already in the archives.
Okay, so basically it's just something for future generations to look back on, to just see how Sutton has evolved over
There will be an exhibition for sure next summer. We want some professional artists that will provide us a very good quality photograph. We will exhibit that. We will have that superimposed at the same time with some archive from Heritage Sutton. So, for example, if they take pictures of architecture, if we decide to select an architecture project, then we will have a picture of today, architecture in Sutton. At the same time, we will select some pictures from the Heritage Sutton, maybe from 50, 60, 100 years ago, and we will superimpose that in the exhibition at the same time. That will be a kind of a look at the past and today, but we will have archives for the future at the same time.
Yeah, for future generations. That's awesome.
For future generations, yeah.
For this project, are there certain areas of Sutton that you want participants to focus on? And why these areas in particular?
We left that basically open to the artists and photographs. In the objective, we want them to consider all part of Sutton. Sometimes what we hear, it's Sutton, we talk about a lot of the center of the town. We talk about the skill, but there are many, many, many parts of Sutton sometimes which are forgotten, like Glen Sutton, Sutton Junction, North Sutton. So we want them to take that into consideration, to give some space to all the areas of Sutton, because it's a great territory, Sutton.
Yes, and there's a lot to it to be seen.
Yeah, a lot to it, yeah. But after that, we give them the carte blanche to come up with some projects. Then we will have a selection committee that will review those projects, and we will select up to 5 projects for the exhibition.
Okay, for these projects, do they have to follow a specific theme? Are there some themes that you're looking for that you want them to highlight through their photographs?
It's open. It's open. We let that open. It can be about lifestyle. It can be about architecture. It can be about community life. We let that open. We want all those projects that we'll select will have a different view of Sutton, because the society is evolving, it's changing. It's not the same Sutton as 50 years ago.
How will the museum support participants in their projects? From what I'm understanding, you provide financial support to those that you'll select.
Yeah. At the beginning, there will be a $1,000 grant to support the project. Plus, there will be a possibility for the artist to sell some limited series of pictures And we will establish a pricing with them at the moment of development of the exhibition. So that's why we still have a year and a half ahead of us to develop all these rules and guidelines.
It also provides artists an opportunity to get their work out there to the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And obviously also there will be some support for the cost of material. So normally we exhibit large pictures, so that for sure if we put that, we put those prints on larger piece of boards, there will be financial support.
Okay, great. Now, for those who might be hearing this interview and they're interested in participating, can you provide a little bit of information in terms of eligibility requirements and deadlines? Because from what I'm getting, the deadline's coming up quickly to submit your proposal.
Yeah, the deadline is on February 15th. Anybody interested can submit their project to our email address, info@museedesutton.com, or by mail at 32 Principal Sud, Sutton, J0E2KO, can be submitted by mail. The project itself, they need to provide a background of their work, describe them in 250 words maximum, and present the concept with some sampling of a picture that, and present the concept of their exhibition. It's not specific to Sutton. We want to recognize all the artists in the area.
It's just what you want them to take photos of is just Sutton, but anyone can participate.
Yeah, anyone can participate, yeah.
Okay. Now, what is the timeline for this? You said that the exhibition will be open to the public next summer. So when will these projects be chosen?
By May 15, we will have selected the projects. So they will have a full year to take pictures, because we want four seasons, obviously. We will have a midterm review in September. Then there will be an April 2024 final selection of the photos for the exhibition. Then we'll do the montage in May, June. And we will open, like normally we open in Sutton, from June to mid-October, the duration of the exhibition.
That's going to be so interesting for the
yes.
community to attend.
And I can give you a little scoop here.
Yes.
There will be a public also part of the exhibition. We also have a garage beside the museum, and there will be a public call for their favorite pictures in Sutton. We will open that probably during the summer this summer. People will be invited. Anybody, any citizen of the region, what's their preferred picture of Sutton? It can be the round top, it can be anything else. So they will be invited to submit their favorite pictures. And it will be the public side of the exhibition that will be in the garage.
Awesome. So it's a great way for the community to get involved, too, in a way.
That's it. We want to involve everybody.
What sort of impact do you hope that the exhibition has? What do you hope participants and the general public, citizens, learn from the exhibition now and in the future?
We want to increase the, how would you say that in English, sentiment d'appartenance to the museum and the city.
To sensitize people to the importance?
Importance, and also to have a better contact with the museum.
To have more collaboration.
Collaboration, and we have noticed that in the past 5 or 6 years, local people, they don't visit anymore the museum, because they have visited that once or twice in their life. We realize that we need to increase the interest in their own museum, because this museum, it belongs to the community. The board is there to do some kind of animation of the museum. The museum belongs to the city of Sutton. The board is there with a very limited budget to promote the museum and to bring up some interesting exhibition every year.
You want to get the community involved more and to to engage
that's
more
the
with the museum.
For the next years in the museum, yeah.
Well, I don't know if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Charles, about the exhibition or perhaps other museum projects that might be in the works.
We are working on this year's exhibition. I cannot divulge yet. We have not fully completed the thematic, but it will be very interesting. I will contact you personally to give you the scoop when we're ready to divulge the information. That will be shortly, in about a week or two from now. We have a board meeting on the 19th of February, and we will seal that there, and we'll start the promotion of this exhibition this year.
Well, thank you so much, Charles. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.